We've also, since we started using the model, added a kind of what I call now markers of change, which we've used in much of the model, and now people even say, oh, the trans-theoretical, the self-efficacy from the trans-theoretical model. Well, decisional balance and self-efficacy are really from two other models. Decisional balance is from Janice and Mann. Self-efficacy is actually from Bandura's work. But what we've done is we've incorporated those into our perspective of the processes of change. Now, I think about those as markers of change. That decision-making is part of what helps you understand how contemplation's going, and efficacy is what helps you understand what you need to do in planning and action and maintenance. So those are the key. When I do a presentation, I have those four, the stages, the processes, the context, and the markers of change. And that's how I think of the model as more of a complete model. You got to think more globally and integratively, though you're still thinking about one person changing. All of these dimensions are within one single person. So you, when you think about that, you've got to think more holistically. That's how I think about it. I mean, it's really a view of a more holistic process of change. That's really specific and for one single problem, but also takes into account the idea that there's a whole person here.